This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for glatiramer acetate TV 40 mg per milliliter pre-filled syringe. Solution for injection. Active ingredient, S. glatiramer acetate. This leaflet provides important information about using glatiramer acetate TV. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using glatiramer acetate TV. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using glatiramer acetate TV? Glatiramer acetate TV contains the active ingredient glatiramer acetate. The exact mechanism of how glatiramer acetate TV works is unknown. It is thought that glatiramer acetate TV works by changing the immune processes that are believed to be responsible for the disease. Glatiramer acetate TV is used for the management of relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis, MS. Glatiramer acetate TV may also be used in patients who, for the first time, have experienced symptoms and have MRI changes that indicate a high risk for development of MS. Your doctor will rule out any other reasons which could explain these symptoms before you are treated. The cause of MS is not yet known. MS affects the brain and spinal cord. In MS, the body's immune system reacts against its own myelin, the insulation surrounding nerve fibers. In relapsing forms of MS, people can have exacerbations from time to time, e.g. blurred vision, weakness in the legs or arms, or loss of control of bowel or bladder function. These are followed by periods of recovery. Glatiramer acetate TV has been shown to be effective in reducing the number of relapses in patients with relapsing remitting MS. Although it is not a cure, patients treated with glatiramer acetate TV 40 mg per milliliter generally find that they will experience fewer relapses. What should I know before I use glatiramer acetate TV? Warnings. Glatiramer acetate TV can cause severe allergic reactions, some of which may be life-threatening. These reactions may occur shortly after administration, even months or years after starting treatment, and even if previous administrations were without allergic reactions. The signs and symptoms of allergic reactions may overlap with post-injection reactions. Do not use glatiramer acetate TV if you are allergic to glatiramer acetate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, including asthma and liver disease. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have ever had asthma? Have a history of severe allergic reactions? Have ever had a liver injury? Plan to have surgery? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Limited data in humans showed no negative effects of glatiramer acetate on breastfed infants. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed children. Do not give glatiramer acetate TV to children. There is no experience with its use in children under 12 years of age. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with glatiramer acetate TV and affect how it works. Some medicines may interfere with the absorption of glatiramer acetate TV. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect glatiramer acetate TV. How do I use glatiramer acetate TV? How much to use? The recommended dose of glatiramer acetate TV is 140 mg per milliliter pre-filled syringe, 1 milliliter injected 3 times a week and at least 48 hours apart. Follow the instructions provided and use glatiramer acetate TV until your doctor tells you to stop. When to use glatiramer acetate TV? Glatiramer acetate TV 40 mg per milliliter should be used, if possible, at the same time and on the same 3 days each week, for example, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at least 48 hours apart. Do not change the dose or dosing schedule or stop using glatiramer acetate TV without talking to your doctor. How to use glatiramer acetate tiva. Glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter is given by an injection into the fatty layer under the skin, subcutaneous injection. Many people with MS learn to give themselves the injection, or have it given by a carer. Self-injection needs to be taught and practiced. It is important that a qualified healthcare professional supervises your first injection. Your doctor may teach you to self-inject, or arrange for an MS education nurse to do so. You may have a friend attend the injection training session as your assistant. Especially when you first start giving yourself injections, your assistant should be with you. Talk to your doctor, or your nurse, or telephone 1-800-288-382. In Australia, or 0800-800-097. In New Zealand for more information. A self-injection device is available in Australia by telephoning 1-800-288-382. After being taught to self-inject, you can refer to this leaflet for step-by-step instructions about how to prepare and inject glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter. The following instructions explain how to inject glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter yourself. Do not attempt self-injection until you are confident that you understand how to inject yourself. Please read these instructions carefully. Before you inject, glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter pre-filled syringe is pre-mixed and ready for you to use. Make sure that the blister with the syringe inside is taken out of the refrigerator for 20 minutes before you use it. It is important that the solution is at room temperature when you inject it. If you need to delay your injection, return the blister to its package in the refrigerator. Always inspect glatiramer acetate tiva solution in the pre-filled syringe before you use it. Do not inject the solution if it is cloudy or has particles in it. Gathering the materials. Gather the following items on a towel that is laid on a flat surface in a clean, well-lit area. 1 blister with glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter pre-filled syringe, at room temperature, as described above. A dry cotton ball. Disposal unit for used syringes. Wash and dry your hands. Do not touch your hair or skin afterwards. This will help prevent infection. Deciding where to inject. There are 7 injection areas on your body: arms, thighs, back of the hips and stomach, belly. Within each injection area there are multiple injection sites, figure 1. Rotate the injection sites within an area. You should not use any site more than once a week. Choose a different site for each injection. This will reduce the likelihood of irritation, pain, or loss of fatty tissue, lipotrophy at the site of injection. Marking a calendar will help you keep track of the sites you have used each week. Do not inject in an area of skin that is bruised, inflamed, or damaged. Giving yourself the injection. 1. Remove the syringe from its protective blister by peeling back the blister foil. 2. Pick up the syringe as you would a pencil, using the hand you write with. Remove the plastic cover from the needle. 3. Pinch about a 5 cm fold of skin between thumb and index finger. When you inject in the upper back portions of your arms, it is not possible to pinch 5 cm of skin with one hand and inject yourself with the other hand. Ask your doctor/nurse for instruction on how to use these areas. 4. Insert the needle into the 5 cm fold of skin. It may help to steady your hand by resting the heel of your hand against your body. 5. When the needle is all the way in, release the fold of skin. 6. Inject the medication by holding the syringe steady while pushing down on the plunger until the syringe is empty. The injection should take just a few seconds. 7. Pull the needle straight out. 8. Press a dry cotton ball on the injection site for a few seconds, but do not massage it. 9. Dispose of the pre-filled syringe in a safe hard-walled container, according to your doctor's instructions and the laws of your state, if any. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for advice if you are in doubt. Do not reuse the pre-filled syringe. Each pre-filled syringe should be used only for one injection. Some patients may experience a side effect known as the immediate post-injection reaction. See Section 6. Are there any side effects? If you forget to use glatiramer acetate tiva should be used regularly at the same time, and on the same 3 days each week. If you miss your dose at the usual time, you should take your next dose as soon as you remember, or are able to take it, then skip the following day. If possible, you should return to your regular administration schedule the following week. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much glatiramer acetate tiva, if you think that you have used too much glatiramer acetate tiva, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using glatiramer acetate tiva? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are using glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are using this medicine. If you become pregnant while you are using this medicine, talk to your doctor to discuss whether ongoing glatiramer acetate tiva treatment is appropriate for you. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using glatiramer acetate tiva. Things you should not do. Do not use more than the recommended dose unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Looking after your medicine. Keep glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter pre-filled syringes in the refrigerator at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Keep glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter in the pack until it is time to use it. Protect from direct light. In the event of refrigeration being unavailable, glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter may be stored below 25 degrees Celsius on one occasion for up to 1 month. Glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter must not be frozen. Do not place in the freezer or freezing compartment of a refrigerator. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine, ask your doctor or nurse about obtaining a sharps container. After use, place all used syringes and needles in a hard-walled plastic container, such as a liquid laundry detergent container or sharps container. It is very important that you keep the cover of the container tightly shut and that you store it out of the reach of children. When the container is full, check with your doctor or nurse about proper disposal. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Skin-related. Pain. Redness, itching, hardening of the skin or an infection at the site where you have injected yourself. Immediate post-injection reaction which includes the following symptoms. Reddening of the face and or neck. Chest pain, or tightness. Feeling your heart beat quickly, heart palpitations. Anxiety and difficulty in breathing. Allergic reaction, anaphylactic. Gut-related. Nausea, feeling sick. Constipation. Symptoms related to liver injury. Yellowing of the skin or eyes. Dark urine. Abdominal pain. Vomiting. Loss of appetite. Weight loss. Unusual tiredness. Other. Pain in the joints. Sore muscles. Feeling of weakness. Dizziness. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Symptoms of an allergic reaction. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Hives. Chest pain. Trouble breathing. Severe pain, redness or swelling at the injection site that does not go away. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What glatiramer acetate tiva contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Glatiramer acetate 40 mg per milliliter. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Mannitol. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What glatiramer acetate tiva looks like. Glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter is a clear colorless solution supplied in 1 milliliter glass single-use pre-filled syringes fitted with a staked half-inch needle, OSTAR 370365. Glatiramer acetate tiva 40 mg per milliliter pre-filled syringe is supplied in a box of 12 blister-packed pre-filled syringes. Who distributes glatiramer acetate tiva? Teva Pharma Australia Pty Ltd. Level 1, 37 Epping Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. This leaflet was prepared in December 2024.